Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we came across this rather strange announcement made by Home Affairs that Home Affairs minister, that religious leaders will no longer be able to enter South Africa on a work permit, but only on a visitor's visa. What on earth is that about? The impact, I would imagine, is something that we need to try and understand. And where did this come from? Michael Bagram is a member of the National Assembly of South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining. Hold on. Where are you in the world?
Thank you. We're in Washington, D.C. on an anti-Semitism conference.
Right.
And it's a little bit early in the morning, but I woke up nonetheless.
Wow. Well, we certainly appreciate it. It's one of the challenges with the morning show, speaking to people in the United States because of timing. It's not simple at all. So first of all, tell me about the conference.
It is absolutely fantastic. What they've done is they've brought together lawmakers from around the world to discuss the theme of this particular conference is online anti-Semitism, which has become an enormous problem. And the message we've brought from South Africa is that we are one of the keys to this, in that the reality is the whole movement, anti-Semitic movement across the world, is using South Africa apartheid as being Israel apartheid. And this is their new way of getting around them saying, no, we're not anti-Semites, we just hate Israel.
Right, of course. Yes. And some of my best friends are Jewish, right?
Yeah, correct.
Right.
Correct. So it's interesting to meet the people. We've had some wonderful discussions. Yesterday I attended a fantastic discussion by Jonathan Greenblatt,
from the ADL.
He brought out a book which I spent the last 5 hours reading, saying it could happen here. I recommend that as great reading. It's scary, but we need to read it. They also tell us that they believe something like 1 billion people in the world are anti-Semites. 1 billion people.
Wow.
It came as a shock to me, because we've been shielded from it to a large degree in South Africa, and it's quite a shocking statistic.
But isn't that interesting, though? Because we sometimes, obviously are concerned, certainly about the relationship that South Africans, or that rather that a few South Africans, including government, has with Israel. But we don't really experience anti-Semitism in the same way, I think, that people from around the world experience.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, our government is clearly anti-Israel. There's no two ways about it. A Zionist is a shocking word, but and it really irritates a lot of us, especially me sitting in Parliament. But at the end of the day, we don't experience it what they're looking at. And I mean, it's been fascinating sitting with a group of American congressmen who are telling us their stories of nightmarish stuff online. It's just unbelievable.
Really, really interesting. That isn't the subject that we wanted to talk about, but fascinating nevertheless. Let's just talk about this announcement from the Minister of Home Affairs about religious leaders not being able to enter South Africa on a work permit, but only on a visitor's visa. Where does this come from?
I'll tell you, it does. It comes from a really dark place. And the problem is that I have spent the last 10 years, or mostly 8 years now, almost in Parliament, attacking the Minister of Employment and Labour and the new Minister of Employment and Labour on the unemployment figures. Now, we know that there's just over 11 million unemployed South Africans, 11 million, who could be in the workplace.
Right.
Instead of finding proper solutions, they've become xenophobic. They're blaming the outsider. And in blaming the outsider, we're finding that they are looking for that scapegoat. And we know, as Jews, we know what the scapegoat problem is. But at this point in history in South Africa, they're looking at the Zimbabweans, and they've cancelled the ZEP permit. That ZEP permit allowed, we're not sure how many, but clearly it's more than 500,000 Zimbabweans into South Africa to work. Now, the problem that you've got with that is that the minister is looking for more and more people to blame for the unemployment problem instead of actually securing the problem. So he's now cancelled that permit. They've obviously people were allowed to apply for a renewal. They couldn't keep up with the applications, so they've given it another 6 months. But now he's looking to cancel wherever he can, and he found this particular issue, saying we're not going to allow religious ministers into the country. We can employ our own. Now, I don't know how that's going to put a dent in employment.
Because the massive number of people flocking to clergy. I mean, have we lost our mind completely?
Well, this is it. It's just trying to speak by saying nothing. Of course, it does affect us as a community. It's not an anti-Semitic move because
religions.
It's going to affect Christianity, Islam. I spoke 2 days ago to a priest who's living in Cape Town on a work visa from Poland. I've spoken to an imam. They've got a problem as well. But in particular, can you imagine how it's going to affect our little community? We have Chabad, who have got some of the most brilliant rabbis who have come in and infusing our community with enthusiasm
knowledge.
And equipment. We've got the reform movement, who I spoke to yesterday as well. They're going to be heavily affected as a reform movement. So we've got a whole lot of problems, and all because of fallout, because the minister can't find solutions for the unemployment. We've given him ideas as to how he can have resolved that problem, but he now picks on a handful of people and says, right, you're not coming in anymore. It's sown a whole lot of fear into the rabbinate in South Africa, and it's not fair and it's not right. I'm not recommending in any way that we try and break the law. I'm not recommending that we bring people in without work permits. But here we're trying to comply with the law. We're bringing people in, applying for work permits, doing everything that's right. And yet now you're throwing the baby out of the bathwater. It doesn't make any sense. It is going to affect us if it goes through. I'm hoping to challenge this in the parliament itself.
What are our chances? What are the chances of this being successfully challenged?
Well, you know, this is the problem. There's no intelligence to the move in the first place. So it's very difficult to give you an intelligent answer.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
The reality is, how many people is this altogether? We must ask the minister that, and we'll put a question to him. I suspect it's less than 100 people. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, just within the Jewish community, what will it affect? 20, maybe 30 people? You know, from what I understand from the Catholic Church, it's going to affect a handful. And the same with the imams. It'll affect a handful again.
One of our listeners saying, you do realize that it was the Bushiri incident or episode that caused this.
I actually don't think it is. Yes, that was a cornerstone of it, but I don't think it is. I really think this comes on the back of the xenophobia that we're experiencing in a whole lot of industries. They're going to stop truck driving. You've seen what the pressure they put on truck drivers. They put enormous pressure which on the security guards. I think they're desperately clutching stores and looking wherever they can. And Bushiri is the problem. He didn't have a proper work permit, and of course he fleeced thousands of people.
Yeah.
But I can't blame him in this particular instance. I think it's xenophobia.
Right. One of our listeners, Austin, saying, Shabbat Shalom, Howard, are the conferences that Michael is attending, are they available to general public? Is there any YouTube or recordings of them? Do you know?
I don't actually know. It's a good question, because I think it's important for people to... I know they were filming it.
So, Michael, if I can ask you, if you'll just send me... if you can find that out later in the course of today, send it to me, and then I'll just share that either on Monday or on social media with our listeners, if there is a way for people to access that.
Okay, I don't know. I will ask.
Sure.
I mean, the discussion we had yesterday was absolutely fascinating with ADL.
Yes, it certainly sounded.
We had a whole lot of breakaways with various social media platforms.
Right, I'm sure. So I'm sure a lot of it won't be for public consumption, but perhaps they'll make some of them available. That is unfortunately all we have time for, and I really appreciate you getting up so bright and early to chat to us. Michael Bagram, member of the National Assembly of South Africa, talking to us from Washington this morning. It's 8:32.